USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump isn't happy about the New York probe into his organization. He's calling it a corrupt investigation and a desperate search for a crime. Trump's saying Democrats, quote, failed to stop me in Washington, so they turned it over to New York to do their dirty work, close quote. The United States Coast Guard is seizing a massive supply of illegal drugs off the coast of San Diego. Coast Guard cutters active Steadfast and Tacoma hauling in 11,500 pounds of cocaine today. It had an estimated street value of $220 million. The major markets are starting to recover after a wild trading session. The Dow had fluctuated between being down 100 and 600 points throughout the day. At the close, the Dow down 164 points to finish at 33,896. USA Radio News.
This story is sponsored by IBM. IBM and EY have expanded their partnership by announcing a Center of Excellence, a centralized virtual hub that brings together EY financial services expertise with IBM's technology capabilities to offer open hybrid cloud solutions. This will help financial institutions drive digital transformation and accelerate cloud adoption. Howard Beauville, Senior Vice President of IBM Hybrid Cloud.
Industry-specific cloud offerings are essential to increasing cloud adoption in highly regulated industries such as financial services. With IBM Cloud for Financial Services, we are providing a platform designed with built-in security and compliance features. Think of it as compliance as code, and are accelerating innovation by partnering with leaders like EY. As part of the Center of Excellence, we're helping financial institutions modernize their systems by integrating EY's industry and regulatory experience with IBM's open hybrid cloud and cognitive technologies to ultimately fuel customer digital transformation.
Visit IBM.com/cloud.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposing the formation of an independent counsel to probe the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican calling the commission slanted and accusing House Democrats of acting in bad faith. President Biden on Wednesday gave his first commencement address as Commander-in-Chief. Biden speaking at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut.
Well, Cadet Ted, there's a seat on Air Force One if you have to get home. Maybe tough. I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A boy's rant against masks has gone viral.
A 10-year-old Florida boy shamed his local school board during a public meeting last week, calling the district's mask mandate unfair to kids during an emergency session on reopening guidelines.
Teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there's a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask, and I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies, and I feel really anxious with my face covered, but I'm not allowed a mask break like her. All this seems unfair, and it doesn't make sense.
The boy identified as John says he's a student at Felix A. Williams Elementary School in Martin County. That's about a dozen miles north of West Palm Beach. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands of National Guard troops stationed on a rotating basis at the U.S. Capitol since January 6th will head home this weekend as lawmakers weigh a decision on whether to create a permanent military unit charged with protecting lawmakers and the building. The nearly 2,200 Guard members serving as part of the Capitol mission will leave Sunday, and D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says it's well past the time for the troops to leave. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.